This is Will the Thrill Vaharo, author of the Vic Valentine Private Eye series, A Mermaid Drowns in the Midnight Lounge, Freaks That Carry Your Luggage Up to the Room, and several other books you've never heard of or read. We're both listening to Blood Noir Podcast by Mark Slade on the Para X Radio Network. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Cassie Rilinicki from Germany, and I'm the writer, creator, and voice actor for the upcoming audio drama Counterbalance. You can also find me in other audio dramas like The White Walled, where I star as the character Karina, and in a few other Blood Noir productions. And I'm listening to Blood Noir audio dramas, the ones I do not voice in, hopefully, maybe sometimes also the ones I voice in, on Para X Radio and Anchor. Enjoy!
Joe! You haven't left for that case yet?
Nope.
Do you leave in Morty to wait for you? In the meanest part of town?
He'll be alright. Morty can handle himself.
Joe! You're reading!
Looks that way.
I don't think I've ever seen you crack a book. Let alone hold one.
Yeah, well, this one concerns us. Blackout City Confidential by Mark Slade. How does he know what goes on around here? Look here, Lily. There's even pictures. Art by Lisanne Lake.
If you captured my figure right.
Not hard to do, Angel. Nobody could get that wrong. You're perfect.
Oh, Joe!
Get Blackout City Confidential and Blackout City Short Story Collection, both available on Lulu.com and other outlets published by Horrified Press.
Crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out. I'm sure you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
I have a story for you. You can choose to believe it if you want to, or not. Makes no difference to me. I just know I have a story to tell. And every night, before I close my eyes, I relive these events.
Would this wine be satisfactory, madam?
Yes. Yes.
Very good, madam.
1954, all right with you, Mr. Ferris?
I'm not much of a wine drinker, Mrs. Carroll. I have a small passion for Miller High Life. You know, the champagne of beers.
I am not familiar with that particular champagne, Mr. Ferris.
It's a beer. I thought all Germans knew their beer.
So was würde ich niemals trinken. I am, after all, a lady first, Mr. Ferris.
You can call me Richard. It would sound nicer to my ears.
Forgive my reluctance to call you by your first name at this moment, Mr. Ferris. If I come off as... sexy? No. Flirt? To you, sexual? Well, it is my nature. I cannot help to touch a man's hand as I speak. My interest in you is not sexueller Natur. Not to make love? For now, you understand?
Forgive me. I was once stationed in Berlin when I was in the army. I have a fascination with tall brunettes that speak German. Yes, I completely understand. So, Mrs. Carroll, why do you need to hire a private detective?
To the point. Das gefällt mir. I need you to find someone.
Oh, a loved one, perhaps?
No, not exactly. The person you need to find will bring a loved one back to me.
I don't follow.
I am looking for James Greenway. Greenway has a way of... I'm not certain how to explain it. You know, my Jackson passed on 3 years ago.
Yes, I am aware of that, Mrs. Carroll.
I miss him terribly. I still sleep with his picture in my bed. Ich liebe ihn so sehr. Yeah. 2 years ago, I found Mr. Greenway. He's an amazing man. He brought back Jackson. I was able to be with my Jackson, but it was only for 24 hours. One time, for a year. Just 24 hours. That's not enough time. The look on your face amüsiert mich. You do not believe me.
Oh, no. No, I believe you. I have this thing. Works for me in my business. I can look at someone in the eye and see if they are lying. You see, humans have distinctive tells.
Tells?
Well, signs. Nervous twitch. Fumbling with their clothing. Biting their lower lip. Can be signs of other things going on.
They could be nervous.
Yes, true. Or overconfident.
Am I?
No, listen. That's when I use the eye test. I noticed growing up, looking my parents in the eyes as they spoke to me, whether it is a lie or the truth, the shape of the pupils change. A lie, the pupils grow, get bigger. Truth, the pupils get smaller. Almost like a person is sorry they are telling the truth.
My eyes? Look at them. Am I lying?
No, your pupils are small. Are you sure you want to spend all this money to find this Greenway character?
With all my heart.
Pyramid Agency. Okay, let me get your full name, sir, for the record. Yes. Rick, Vera's looking for you.
Okay, thanks, Liza.
Go ahead. Pete Lutz? Wait. That's not your office, Rick. You two switched, remember?
Oh. Right.
Okay, Mr. Lutz, what can we do for you? Yeah? Someone broke in and stole record albums? Oh, shit. What kind of record, sir? Wait, did you just say Jim Nabors? Okay, yeah, I'm sure they're valuable, sir.
What are you doing?
Looking out the window.
At the rain?
Yep. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, no. You're not having one of those episodes, are you? Look, I got you the prescription the doctor said you needed.
No, I'm actually happy.
About the last three nights?
Yes, I'm very happy. What? What's wrong?
Nothing. That's fantastic. You wanted to see me?
Yeah. Might want to close the door. Unless you want Liza to see this. Hey, why'd you pull away?
We have to talk.
Uh-oh. I don't like this, Rick.
I don't either, Vera, but it has to be done.
Then do it.
We can't keep doing this. I've got another offer.
You are dumping me and leaving the agency?
Not exactly another agency. It's going to be mine.
Rick, you do all the field work. This is your agency.
I need to cut ties. We start up this whatever it is, we fight, don't speak for months unless it's work-related. I'm tired, Vera. I need to get away.
When are you closing shop?
I didn't say...
Let's be honest. Without you, Pyramid ceases to exist. I just handle the finances and run a few divorce cases. When are you closing shop?
Next month. I'll work on this missing person case for Astrid Carroll. After that, I'm taking an extended vacation. Who knows? Maybe my private detective world will come to an end.
What about the case you were working on for the DA?
You can handle that, Vera. Just babysitting. I already have the Muncie brothers booked as bodyguards to help out. You already know the witness to the Croker kidnappings. All you do is deliver the witness.
What about the rumor a hitman was looking for the witness?
I checked that out. The kidnappers have no mafia connections, just amateurs. No hitman.
So, this is it then?
I suppose so, Vera.
Come by my place later on?
No, Vera. I know what will happen.
Okay. Okay. If you change your mind.
I gotta get going. I have a lead on this James Greenway.
Rick.
No, Vera. You can do what you like with the business. Don't call me. I won't call you.
I already gave it the office. Can't I have 1 week without seeing you people?
Oh. Well, anniversary, huh?
I'm not in the mood, Liza.
That's good. Who would be, baby? Sad how Gail so young, but then again, the boss don't give a shit if you're in the mood or not.
You can tell your boss to shove it.
John, honey, it's only business. You know how the boss is. Sometimes the medication works. Other times... Anywho, I got the dossier.
You gotta be kidding.
Nope. The boss don't kid.
don't love either.
Oh, yes. The boss does too much, I'm afraid. Some people think sex is love. Some, on the other hand, obsession. You are in category 2.
Yeah? Where do you fit in?
Somewhere in the middle. The boss? Oh my god. The boss is definitely in category 2. Oh man.
Look, I already took care of the witness in the Croker kidnapping case. No one has found her yet. I called it in, like you people want me to. Nobody answered.
I was on lunch. The boss was too busy being upset.
Regardless, I'm not doing this job. Too many in one month.
I'm sorry! You must think you have a choice!
Wait a minute. I'm the one with the weapons.
We're the ones that hold you hostage, asshole!
You know how this works. Why do you fight it? You kill the people we tell you to kill, or you don't see your precious Gale again. Not that difficult to understand.
I hate you.
I'm so glad to hear that. Hey, we had such a good time at the Christmas party last year. What would Gale's ghost think of that, huh? Yeah. All right, come closer. Come on. Come any closer. And I'll slash your throat with this broken bottle, asswipe. Now I like it a little rough, John. But spilling blood, not my scene. Hey, Cupcake. Stop pining over a dead woman when you know you can have a warm-blooded woman any day. Unless you prefer ghosts.
Fuck you!
Hey.
Hey, man, stop kicking me.
Rocco, wake up, you asswipe.
Come on, man, who the hell? Oh, crap, dude. I haven't seen you in a year. What's shaking, Ferris?
You able to comprehend, Rocco?
What's that mean?
Jeez, stop snorting Clorox and you might save one or two brain cells.
That's you through and through, Ferris, always pissing on somebody's rose garden.
Okay, dummy. Liza said you had some info on a James Greenway.
I ain't no rat, dude.
Yes, you are, fool. That's how you make your living, if that's what you can call it.
Liza? Huh? Hey, she's still single? Hey!
Give me the info, shitbird.
Get off of me!
You're wasting my time.
Oh, man, look, I'm not all here when I first wake up, okay?
Just give me the address we paid for.
Sure, here it is. Can you put the gun away, man? You made me piss myself.
That's okay. It'll go well with the other stains on your pants.
Come on, man. Can't we be friends like when you were a cop?
We were never friends.
Wait, I remember we used to get a beer, me and you and your partner, Jimmy.
I told you not to mention him again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wouldn't be worth wasting you anyway. When you die, even the maggots won't feed off of you.
Screw you, Ferris! You shit cop anyway! That's why Jimmy got killed! Yeah, man! You suck doggy
talking dicks. And guess what? You're gonna be dead like Jimmy. She's gonna waste you.
This is a dump. Crap. Should have known Rocco's intel wasn't legit. Better call Liza and tell her to cancel that gift card to Rocco. Hey, a building just appeared. How in the... This is weird. There's a sign. Ghost Lights Incorporated. No need to mourn loved ones. We can bring them back into your life. Same as this ad that Mrs. Carroll sent me. I wonder if Greenway is home. I see lights on inside the building.
Don't cut in line, buddy. This is my appointment. The moon on our first date.
Oh, yes, John. I love the view from this bridge. Right here, this spot, is when I fell in love with you.
Oh, Gail. The way the moonlight sparkles and shines in your eyes.
I can't believe we've been together 10 years. Our anniversary. Boy, those things come and go quickly. Don't they? Anniversaries?
10 years to this minute. You've been in my heart.
I don't think I could live without you, John.
I know. I was thinking the other day how sorry I am about the time we've spent apart.
Shh. Let's not think about it.
I suppose you're right. It's getting late, honey. Almost midnight.
I love you so much, John.
I love you, Gail.
John. John.
John.
Gail.
Never leave.
No, I won't. I swear.
Don't ever leave me.
Please, not now. Gail, not now. Do something.
I'm sorry, buddy. Like the ant says, I can only bring back the loved one on the anniversary of their death for 24 hours.
I didn't get to tell her everything. To say I'm sorry. I got caught up in the moment of being with her. I never got to say goodbye.
I know, friend. Everyone says that. Hey. Hey, buddy. Same time next year.
Blood Noir, Episode 18, Anniversary, starring Matt Weller as Ferris, Pete Lutz as John, Tanya Maloyevin as Liza, Kessie Relinicki as Astrid Carroll, Jackie Ayers as Vera, Jack Ward as Rocco, Atticus Jackson as the waiter, Jeff Niles as James Greenway, and Carol Stokes as Gail. Credit narration by Matt Weller. Music by Jude Con Hunt. Theme music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautics.com. Written and directed by Mark Slade.
Oh.